Welcome to Clay and Iron with Dr. Bill Deagle. That's me, MD. And our special guest tonight after news at the top of the hour is Super Bowl Steve Kuser. And you can go to Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, and you can get some direct links there. You can also go to BBS Radio. That's bbsradio.com, and look up Clay and Iron, and you can see some links to the special site set up by PSI Council or Psy Council for new information that Super Bowl Steve has put up. But I want to cover some news at the top of the hour to kind of set the stage for what we're talking about, because Steve has a particular perspective and information that goes back a number of years that has been fulfilled in just recent times. It's very important for people. We're trying to inspire people out there in the community like Steve. Military, security, satellite, advanced technologies, classified areas of endeavors of government and corporate interests to come forward with their information, because if we don't bring things to the light of day right now, literally our civilization as we know it is about to soon end. So to give some information on news today, which is April 24th, 2006, that's Monday, prosecution says Massawi does not belong on this good earth. And I always tell people on my program on the NutraMedical Report on Genesis Network that it's important for you to own the truth. So I want you to check out the references yourself. Don't just believe anything we say here. And not only examine it intellectually, but also spiritually, because the reason why people don't take action is because they have an emotional and a spiritual block. They have to rise to a higher level of consciousness. They have to be willing to change their paradigms. They have to reevaluate what the information they have out there so they can get a better view of reality. Because the definition of an optimist is someone who faces the truth and the ugliness of reality and has a positive plan to respond and survive and thrive. Also in the news, analyst says Bin Laden is desperate. And this is from AlJazeera.net. I can't believe that this man is Osama Bin Laden. He's 3 inches taller. Et cetera, et cetera. All, you know, they keep on putting out the same garbage over and over again to continue to knock us off balance. And, in fact, Steve will mention about that, about some plans that were revealed to him a number of years ago. Iran's Ahmadinejad rejects the UN deadline on uranium enrichment. He's, of course, the currently elected leader of Iran. A duplicity of actions, you know, giving nuclear technology to the Indians when they will not sign the non-proliferation agreements, and of course giving lots of technology through the Pakistanis who proliferated all over the place, and with of course the help of the CIA, et cetera, and other agencies. Six car bombs explode in Baghdad again. A war of you know, gradually being thrown to a meat grinder, and our troops are continually dying, have bad body armor, no protection against depleted uranium nanoparticles. It goes on and on. And, of course, for Canadians, if they're listening to this program, they should realize that 3 years in a row, our current prime minister was a member and an attendee of the Bilderberger meetings, and then shortly after became elected. Seems to be a pattern here, I would guess. And within 2 days of the election, put Canadian troops into southern Afghanistan, directly into harm's way, into combat positions. So we have dead Canadians coming back now on a regular basis weekly. It's all, of course, close to the anniversary of Chernobyl, which just happened about a week ago. One of the largest nuclear releases in the world, and that caused a need for potassium iodide almost to be given to most northern nations in the world, including Canada back at that time. So interesting events. And, of course, the depleted uranium released by the depleted uranium nuclear war by the junta of George Bush and his neocon Project for the New American Century group plan on expanding this war into Iran, which is a population 3.5 times larger in a country that's mostly mountainous and has advanced weapon systems they've obtained from Russia, China, and from North Korea. Not a good situation. So this is definitely a trap and another war of it that will grind our military down, not properly equipped and not properly supported. G7 nations appeal to the IMF to pressure China on Yuan. And again, China is a rising power. This is done by the globalists to turn them into a slave and a military police replacement for the United States. China has been given this since, the visit by Richard Nixon back in the 70s. All of this was planned out by the globalists and they have the levers of power on Earth. Action to shield public after anthrax kills cows, and this was in Britain. Again, they always put these stories out quickly, and then they withdraw them, and then you never hear anything further, so they have this double exposure. The mumps update, of course, they're trying to give people and get them to go for vaccinations. That's why all these diseases are released. But by the way, this strain of mumps will not respond to the vaccine that's currently given, so the vaccine does not give you any protection. So if there's mumps in your school or university, do not go to school. Depleted uranium brings Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And this is from Free Market News Network. Weapons of mass destruction are all over Iraq, and Iraqi children are playing among them every day. According to Iraqi doctors, many are developing cancer as a result. And, of course, our troops are coming back with multiple brain cancers, autoimmune diseases, polyneuropathy, just horrendous destruction to their DNA. And if they've got more than 2 millicuries of radiation, they have DNA damage and can't have children, they're told. The healthcare system in America continues to fall apart. More and more millions of people don't have insurance. Doctors are now in droves, and this is from the Houston Chronicle. Health insurance woes lead some doctors to opt out completely, so doctors are stopping taking insurance. And some interesting articles on the hypocritical U.S. immigration policies. At the same time they talk about building a fence, they're having open doors and allowing people in that are not properly screened for diseases or for specific need. And, of course, there's a need for new immigrants all the time to America. But the process has to be rational and not out of control, which is what's happening now. And it feeds directly into a situation that's going to cause a crisis, which is part of the global plan. And, of course, the plan to use these civil detention facilities to put those out of control in there to say, look, we need to do this, and we need to have these civil detention facilities to maintain the peace in America, and eventually they will ask to put a chip in every citizen. This is part of their plan. Also, the population control people are at it. This is from Pro-Choice, Pro-Environment, and this is Choice Magazine. And of course, April 22nd was Earth Day. An opportune time to examine the connection between environmental justice and reproductive rights. Of course, one of the things they're very much against is sex-selected abortions, and in countries like Canada, it's very difficult to obtain the sex of the baby because around the world, 97% of all the abortions are female, and that's in China and in India because they go for ultrasounds. Every street corner has, literally in the large cities, has an ultrasonographer that can tell you the sex so that they can kill the females. And so every abortion is selective. There's no need for it in all this hoopla about population carrying capacity. It's all related to the way the globalists have us dependent on very wasteful and dangerous energy that pollutes our world, but it's not the cause of global warming. Global warming is caused by solar activity as all 8 planets are warming up, and it's also at the end of an ice age. And we're going to have Professor McCanny on here in the next few weeks. We've had John DiNardo, an expert on solar geophysics, etc., and we'll be talking about these things. I'm an environmental doctor and previously a marine bacteriologist before medicine in the 1970s. So I've been at this for a very long time, so interesting discussions we'll have in the future on these topics. A professor killed 90% of the populations, and this is, of course, the professor from the University of Texas who received a special award from the environmental science section of the Texas Academy of Science. Very important topics that we are going to cover, and today I want to introduce Steve, or Super Bowl, Steve Kuser. For those who haven't heard of Steve's story before, and of course you can listen to some radio archives connected on our website, NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Steve had some exposure a number of years ago.
Now we have a caller. We have a caller. Sorry to interject. Did you want me to put him on, or do you want me to wait for a while?
Wait for just a moment. I'm going to have a caller in just a moment, but I want to introduce Super Bowl Steve. And have Steve give us kind of like a thumbnail sketch in just a couple minutes about his exposures at the IUP and his background and what he said before on both the Power Hour and my program and elsewhere. And then he just got some new information he also get into. But right after that, we will take this caller if you want to hold on for a moment. So, Steve, give us a thumbnail sketch about yourself and about your experiences and why you wrote 2 books that you sent to me that you didn't want released yet. But why the events that have happened in the last months, including, of course, the Super Bowl, why this is so important.
Yes, Dr. Deagle.
Yep.
In 1988, I was a landlord renting housing to students at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania in western Pennsylvania. I had this tenant named Fred Woodley, who always paid his rent. He was a good tenant. he indicated that he needed to stay an extra 3 weeks at this house or to teach a class for his professor. And I said, well, Fred, you've always paid your rent and stuff. I just bought a house over by the university. You're more than welcome to stay with me for 3 weeks, and I won't even charge you rent. And that way, you know, you can go on. He went on for his doctorate degree, I believe, in Athens, Ohio. During the time, as soon as he came in, he started acted real funny. Soon the guy started irritating me. He told me that there was this master plan to take down America, that the trade towers would be attacked someday. He went through this detailed plan of how they were planning to release anthrax in the United States. And then he had a bunch of other predictions that in 1988 I had to laugh at it. He said that I said, well, how can you tell me when all this is going to happen? He says, well, he says, as soon as the 9-11, he didn't, well, hold it, did he call it 9-11? He said, as soon as we do the thing against the World Trade Centers, he said, the anthrax attacks will happen. And as soon as the anthrax attacks happened, I did call the FBI down in Pittsburgh and spoke to them. Oh, I must have spoke to them. I think I have over 300 calls going down to them. But they never just, I think they knew I was exactly right, and for some reason they weren't supposed to investigate.
Does that sound familiar with our guy currently being tried right now, Zacharias Moussaoui, that it literally took them months before they decided that they would do something?
It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I started put this information down, and I even went to see a psychiatrist saying, you know, I can't believe this. How can I remember all this? And then I remembered back in 1988 when Fred was telling me these horrific stories of how they were going to just destroy America to turn it over to this new world order. I could only handle listening to him for so long, and I'd tell him that, Fred, I have to leave, and I'd walk in my bedroom and literally fall down on my knees and pray to God and say, God, this man, what this man's telling me, his story isn't changing. Please, Lord, give me the ability to remember in the future when these things are supposed to happen, because Fred told me they wouldn't happen for 10 to 15 years. Anyway, I believe the Lord answered my prayers, and I wrote two books. One on the Bush flu, I called it the Bush flu pandemic, because Fred told me certainly a whole lot about the bird flu, and it's real, and the parts of it that aren't real, you might not be killed by the bird flu, but you'll be killed by something that's so similar to the bird flu that a normal doctor won't be able to tell the difference. So we do have to pay a lot of attention to this bird flu so-called scare right now.
Yeah, and they keep on sending a double message on it. It's a big deal. It's going to be kill millions, and hey, it's nothing. And they get these double messages. At the same time, all the scientific journals and top scientists say they're preparing, all the nations are preparing. But I see very little concrete, positive preparation that seems to me to be anything that would actually protect the population. Things that I'm suggesting needs to be done, nothing's being done in the last year and a half.
Okay, so about 6 or 7 months ago, I started getting on different shortwave radio stations since the FBI wouldn't listen to me. And I figured, well, I'm going to get this word out to the world and tell people what I know and let them be the judge of who's telling the truth here.
Right.
And I went and prayed again. I said, Lord, I said, you did allow me to remember this so that I could write two books. But there's no way that I can prove to the people of the United States or to anyone that what's in this book is true, because it's all hearsay. And I looked for an answer and couldn't find one. And when I woke up in the morning, I had the answer. I knew that 9/11 had happened. I knew that the anthrax attacks would follow. I knew that there was a storm coming up through the Gulf of Mexico, which we now know as Katrina, and also that Fred said that the Israelis would give land back to the Palestinians. So I got on the Internet and found out that all these were coming true. And I knew that the next thing that would have to happen would be, believe it or not, one of the things was that the Steelers would have to win the Super Bowl.
Right, and you said this, by the way, long before, when the Steelers were just a wild card team who was on the bottom of the pack. They
at one point they didn't even have a chance to be a wild card unless two other teams lost, which they did. And so I got on plenty of time before the Super Bowl, like maybe 2-3 months before the Super Bowl, and said, "Hey, look, I'm telling you, and this is the proof: the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl." And everybody said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." I'm sure a lot of these shortwave stations put me on to make a fool out of me, but I don't care. You know, I don't care if people make a fool out of me. I'm here to tell you what I was told in 1988, and I presented a lot of the evidence to Dr. Deagle, and I believe you find a lot of truth in what I have to say.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this even before the Steelers had their first game, and the reason that tweaked it on me, of course, so just divert for a second, is that I had received documents from Human Life International doctors and scientists back in 97 that said the same thing, that there was an avian flu that was being weaponized by the World Health Organization, paid for by the Rothschilds, and would be implemented and done at the Center for Disease Control, which is exactly what was done. And we can get into that later to corroborate. So when you hear from two or three witnesses, different perspectives, all saying something that's very similar, and then we also have had on my program Dr. Henry L. Nyman, we know this is not a natural or wild virus. This is a genetically engineered super strain that's not the same as the 1971 strain that was picked up in Edinburgh, Scotland. So go back to your story.
Okay. And then, so one thing that I'd like the people to know is there's something out there in the United States, it's in Europe and almost every advanced country of the world. It's called BPL, Broadband Over Power Line.
Right, and of course you belong to the ham radio organization,
right? Yes, I'm a ham radio operator.
Right.
And I can get the inside information on this, but I don't need the inside information because I was told about it in 1988. Fred called it computers over power lines, and now it's known as broadband over power lines. What they are, they're killing fields, okay? They are literally killing fields. When they run them at normal operations, they're sending signals through, not through coax, not a shielded cable, but they're throwing it out just like it's an antenna. And they're doing it at low power because it's a friendly system right now. It's broadband over power lines. Some people are using it, although most of the systems in the United States, they were started up, funded, they set the insulators, they set the contact points, and then after 6 months, they just shut them down and they'll go to a town 30 miles away, pay the town $250,000 to let them set up a new BPL system there. They'll set up the contact points. They'll set up the insulators. They'll bring the same boxes that they used at the other town that was closed down, refurbish them, put them out in this new town. They'll run it for 6 months and shut it down. They've been doing this all over the United States. A good way to check on if what I'm telling you is true or not is to go to the American Radio Relay League website, ARRL.com. And just type in BPL. At low levels, the frequency that's radiating from the BPL systems as they're set up now aren't really dangerous unless the ground's wet and you're real close to the high tension line. And these are the larger power lines that I'm concerned about. But what they're going to do is they're going to weaponize them. They have a military truck that they can back up to this thing, and they can hook up the contact points that are already there. And then they're going to shift the frequency. When Fred was up here at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, he had a lot of students, and the big question was, are people mainly grounded or ungrounded? Because we have to know where to set this frequency in order to resonate at the same as the human head. So the human head, when it's grounded, might radiate at 850 megahertz. When it's ungrounded, it might radiate at 600. Well, they found out that the human population in 1988 was generally ungrounded because leather-soled shoes were going away. Everybody started wearing sneakers, and most of these BPL systems are set up along major roadways like turnpikes and interstates. And there's no way to get away from them fast enough because they have them set up along it so that when you're on the turnpike, you're driving 5 miles right alongside that BPL line, which is only a couple, maybe a thousand away from the road. There's no way to, it's not like you're just going under the wire and getting out of the field. No, you're going to stay in it. And they're using the same system, I understand, over in Iraq. There was a unit that was transferred from one base to another in Iraq. They were afraid of the roadside bombs, so they put...
Yeah, they call these non-lethal weapons. Their definition is that less than 25% of the people that are killed with the average operation are lethal. So if it's less than 25% of the people die, it's considered non-lethal.
Well, anyway, so they put the pedal to the metal, so in case they ran over a roadside bomb, it wouldn't hurt the vehicle so much. The bad part about it was that when the unit arrived, it arrived at its new location in Iraq 1 day early, and everybody in the unit was sick. I mean, they were throwing up, and the doctors, you know, here they found out they went through what was called a killing field, and it involved what looked like just normal power transmission lines along the road.
Right.
But that was the outer perimeter, so if the Iraqis came under there, they'd get sick and wouldn't be as good at fighting. And the thing with this BPL system, what Fred told me, he said the reason we're using this high frequency is because you can't tell the difference. Even a doctor cannot tell the difference if a man died because of overexposure to RF radiation or if he died from the advanced stages of bird flu.
Yeah, hemorrhaging from your eyes, ears, nose, and throat, disorientation, vomiting. Spiking,
so,
high fever, that kind of stuff.
So this is a very serious thing that everybody listening to me today should get on the Internet and Google your hometown. If you live close to Tampa, put in Tampa, BPL, or just put in the name of your state, BPL, and it'll let you know where these systems are either operating or have been shut down and are sitting dormant. Doesn't matter if they're dormant or if they're operating. You remember that because when we go into quarantine and you get martial law'd in a bus and taken somewhere, if you go through that town, they might park you right underneath the BPL system. Fred was talking about killing the bus driver and everything. They didn't care. I mean,
well, they use these actually mounted on the top of Humvees and M1 Abrams tanks over in Fallujah. And they have various frequencies that can not only do things like give you a heart attack or stroke, give you tremendous fear so you curl up in a fetal position, or just outright kill you. And they use these systems over there. They've been testing them for some years. They even have perimeter fences. There's one a major Stoltz actually told me about this, that he was asked to go over to Saudi Arabia 3 months ago with one of his friends to sell with one of these high-tech companies, American-based, a perimeter fence that basically sends a frequency to you that will basically paralyze you and with fear if you go any further past this fence that they're going to put between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So I talked to Dr. Nick Begich, who will be on the show coming up in the next week, and you need to check out the BBS radio dates and so on regularly because we have many amazing guests to corroborate the evidence like we're going to talk about tonight. And Dr. Begich has an entire gigabyte of new information from the Freedom of Information Act that supports everything you're saying about the use of, quote, non-lethal scalar weapons to kill people or to disorient them or make them very, very ill.
Yes. Yeah, and the idea of chemtrails, what Fred called it was aerial spraying back in 1988, he said, look, Steve, he said the human body and the human immune system is so unique and it's so... it has so much power that what we have to do is we have to work on the people's immune system. We have to weaken it over time. And by weakening it over time and so it can't replenish itself, it'll wear itself down, and this bird flu will have a better chance of taking hold and doing what we need for it to do.
Yeah, it's called herd immunity. Once you get the immunity of the whole population down, it'll spread much more efficiently. And that's why, for example, even with animals, if they get sick because their environment is polluted and their immune systems get depressed, then the infections will spread like wildfires through the population.
Yes.
And that's exactly. And you can do that with non-lethal weapons to suppress it or toxic chemicals or spraying with mycobacteria and other things that they've been experimenting on the populations. And they have these statutes that have been passed years ago, so the American government or their contract companies are developing bioweapons or, quote, non-lethal weapons or biologicals or chemicals or nerve gases that they can test on the American public any time without any consent whatsoever, and that's what they've been doing for decades and decades.
Another interesting population reduction program that Fred told me about was where the university had contacts through England with other universities in France, Spain, the Netherlands, all over Europe, where they went down to our local, we have three major coal-burning power plants in western Pennsylvania. They were allowed to put this orange sand, or whatever they call it, in the coal furnace. And then what they did was they called the universities overseas to find out where the wind was blowing and where these debris were picked up at. And remember now, it's their goal to reduce the population. And I couldn't believe this when Fred told me 90%, but that's what they want to take us down, reduce. That means 1 in 10 of us will live. And
well, that number is reproduced by this university professor I mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
That's an environmental doctor at the University of Texas A&M.
I heard this in 1988. So what you're going to have, and I know the generating stations are going to do this too. They found out that the smoke from these coal-burning generating plants through the university students, and that all the orange particles started showing up in the Harrisburg area and east, down almost to the state of Florida and up almost to the state of Maine. But that Woodley was telling me that they had this weather modification where they could actually control the jet stream, and, you know, some of this I couldn't, would find it really hard to believe. But then he told me how far it went into almost into the central Europe, where it wiped out, would affect the whole coastline of Europe, plus go into the middle of Europe. And see, that's, according to him, they're going to put this stuff in there called black sand, and it's going to also, the doctors will not know what's wrong with the people, because they're putting out genetically engineered food. He said, Steve, he says, towards the end, he says, people are going to be sick, especially when they go to, if they don't have a reserve of food on hand, when this starts happening, when they go to their grocery stores to pick up fresh meat and vegetables before it gets rationed out, all they're going to get is bad food. And so it's a multi approach at bringing down the world, making it look like bird flu when it isn't really bird flu.
Now, we have a caller online.
Yep, let's go with the caller's question.
You got it, I'll pass through.
Then let's see if we can answer that. And if you have other callers, it's 888-368-4313. So go ahead with your name and your question for Super Bowl Steve Kuzer.
Yes, this is Todd. Hello, Dr. Beagle.
Oh, Todd, go right ahead. Was waiting for your call. I didn't realize it was you calling in. Yeah, and of course, Todd Mattello is from Lemenco International that actually put together all the components of the first line of defense kit that I helped design with Jonathan Rothschild, and with components that were already available at Lemenco and ones that we brought in from approved gas masks and assembled and custom designed, to give people hygiene, host defenses, and reverse protection against infections of all kinds, that not only are daily infections that we're exposed to, so many viruses, bacteria, fungi, and so on, but also against the big bad ones like the avian flu and Ebola and resistant TB that's now rampant, and literally, you know, things like wet leprosy. I mean, America had something like 50 cases in the last 50, 60 years, and has had 7,000 last year of wet leprosy. And these things are happening, like resistant TB, because we have this uncontrolled, not medically checked and authorized, out-of-control illegal immigration occurring in America. Not that we don't need immigrants, but we certainly don't want them coming in with these diseases. And the first line of defense kit, tell us a little bit about this kit and how important it is people start taking care of their hygiene, their host defenses, and the reverse protection to protect them against these many different challenges.
Well, Doc, in our kit, we have, as you well know, we have our first line of defense caps, which is over 20 years of research has gone in that to Michinoin, and it attaches to the cells of your cells, and it prevents viruses from penetrating the cells.
Right, and I think that's a component called polyphenol.
Polyphenol.
Dr. Yoshihiro Hara at Mitsuo Norin, the major tea company in Japan, developed this, and it's the only magnesium-stable salt of ECGC catechin polyphenol that actually will block all viruses from attaching and then entering cell tissue. Plus, it also is a very major toxin binder, so in studies that they did on prostate, it completely eliminated all cases of prostate cancer in males over 20 years, which is very remarkable. So,
yeah, we also have our immunity, which is 77 trace minerals, and without that, any other vitamins you take will really won't do you any good.
Right, plus it has humic and fulvic acid, which all nutrients are required, fulvic acid, to get into the cells and tissues, and without these trace elements, then you can't have a strong immune system, which is why when we're talking about to Super Bowl Steve, you've got to build yourself up. We're living in a very toxic world with electromagnetic pollution. That's why we recently added on Nutramedical BioPro, which is an electromagnetic thing, but you need this first-line defense kit. And it's not something to just stick away in a corner. It's something to start detoxifying yourself with the whole leaf aloe, the defense tabs. And if you travel to Asia, I think people should be wearing masks right now. I think it's insane.
Yes.
We don't have air filtration systems put in a chain of custody bag with gloves that goes off to a biosafety lab to be checking to see if every airline flight doesn't carry resistant TB, viruses, or other organisms. How are you going to protect? Because the way these things are going to come in is with passengers coming in from outside of the United States.
Yeah, we have our mask, that N100. It's a respirator 8233 series, and it's a 3 ms. It'll block out viruses 100%.
Right. It also has a layer to block chemical and radioisotope toxins, and it seals, and it's less than an ounce. And these masks are a remarkable price. I mean, I think you sell them like for $18 for a mask and a four-pack for $16 a piece, which is $64.
But people won't
be able to buy these when the outbreak occurs or when there's a release of anything, radioisotopes, toxins or whatever. You won't be able to get these, and these are the next step down from having a full respirator gas mask, which very few people are going to be carrying around on their shopping cart or over their shoulder when they go to work or go to school.
Yeah, we're finding out also our wipes today, to this second, nobody should be traveling without our wipes.
Right, and the thing that's nice about these defense wipes is they contain lauric acid, which is in mother's milk and in coconut milk, and it's super high concentration. It's totally natural. That disrupts the outside protein capsule of all DNA and RNA viruses, but it has nisin that's been used in animal husbandry for almost 30 years that kills all pathogenic bacteria and leaves no residual toxins, doesn't damage your immune system, doesn't biodegrades in the environment, but doesn't leave residual chemicals, so it doesn't hurt you, like a lot of the, quote, medical cleaning agents and so on that are very ineffective. In fact, soap will not kill viruses. It's only things like alcohol, which will dry you out, or hexachlorophene, which is extremely neurotoxic and cause leukemia. This defense wipes, wiping down surfaces, and that's how you inoculate yourself. You touch a surface like a laptop in an airport or a doorknob. You rub your eyes or you eat food. And before you know it, you've literally transferred and inoculated those organisms, bacteria, viruses, into your system. So this gives you hygiene, host defenses, builds up your defenses, and gives you reverse protection, I call O, or operational reverse protection. It's as simple as water, H2O.
Yeah.
And how do they get that? Of course, they can go to Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, and just look up under Browse Products by Company, go down to First Line of Defense, and you can order the kits right there, either the whole kit or the components. It's very important to do this because, as I've had Dr. Henry L. Nyman on my Nutramedical Report show on Genesis Network, which you can listen to the archives free, for the last year and a half, we are only one or two more amino acids in the H gene away from this going pandemic. And as the viruses migrate back, there's four major strains that are genetically distinct back. They migrate back to Asia from Indonesia. They migrate back to China. They migrate from Africa into Southern Europe and, say, France. The virus is going to recombine with the H1N1, which means it's swapping DNA. And it's not a random mutation. This is a very methodical, simple swap where the virus grows inside the host, two different viruses, H1N1, which is already in pigs in France, the H5N1 avian flu coming in. They swap and transfer that one little gene. It then has the ability to lock onto human cells.
Yeah, and tell them about that movie, Doc, that's going to come out. amazing.
Well, that movie, then you told me about this first, Todd, on May the 9th, there is a special.
May 9th, yeah.
Tell the people listening, they need to go and watch the special. They also should stop and examine the science and not think that because this is slow, it's not going to be a problem. Because it's, we don't know when it's going to come, but our guess is it's months away, like either later this year or early next, that we're going to have an avian flu pandemic. All of the experts, like Dr. Sabaro in the United Nations, the experts at Harvard, the experts in Russia, not just the people who, quote, have an agenda. This virus is not a natural wild virus. Like 9/11, I am here to say today, this virus was made and birthed in the laboratory. It has been released in the wild. It's fully capable of adding the last few genetic changes to make it a pandemic. Or they will release, on purpose, when they have plausible deniability, the fully weaponized strain to slay many millions of people and bring in national IDs in every country, a global world electronic exchange, and a chip in every person on the planet. That's their plan, and that's where it ties in with the show tonight with Super Bowl Steve. So as I say, visit NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. We have many amazing new products. We will also have a full link up shortly for all the Lametco products, which are remarkably high quality. And we've added BioPro, which is against electromagnetic pollution. Cell phones are every bit as dangerous as heavy metal toxins like depleted uranium and mercury, and they're everywhere. We have literally millions and millions of minutes every year, billions actually, of minutes every year that people are exposing themselves, and it's irradiating their brains and causing cancer, blood cancer, brain cancer, very, very dangerous. Computers around our electric homes, we suffer from a tremendous amount of this pollution, and you need to protect yourself from hygiene. That's why start now with detoxifying. Start with the whole leaf aloe. Start with the defense tabs, and start doing these things now, because when the crisis hits, you're not going to be able to obtain these things. They're going to shut transportation down. You need to have food, you need to have water, and you need to have yourself prepared to protect yourself.
And not only that, you might as well stay healthy, too.
What's that special? What channel will it be on?
It's on ABC, and it's on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
And that's May 9th, right?
And it's called Fatal Contact. Now, what we'll do, Doc, I'll give you all the exact information. You can put it on your website as well.
I will. I'll post it on NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. And hopefully later in the week, my other website, Clay and Iron, that's CLAYANDIRON. com will be up, because we'll have much more information about these very radical topics on Clay and Iron as well. But all the medical topics you'll find on both websites.
Great.
Very important information. Thanks very much, Todd.
Thank
for calling
you, Doc.
Back to Super Bowl, Steve. Steve, what do you have in terms of comments about these kind of things and what Fred Woodley, the biologist, mentioned to you back in 1988?
You know, actually, I agree with everything that you talked about. The only thing that I can't ever remember him talking about was where they implant a microchip. And so I don't know if he told me and I didn't believe him, you know, because that would be taking the mark of the beast. And I, you know, there's some things that he told me that were so far out I couldn't believe.
And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter which religious group you have. I happen to be, quote, a believer, but I don't fit into the classical type. I'm an esoteric Israelite, a believer in the Torah and Messiah.
Okay.
But what people should realize is we know the truth, because like Daniel was told by the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, I guess your God is God, all right? And the fact is we know this because we know the ancient prophecies, but we also have our current, I'm an intuitive as well as a scientist, and I can tell you right now there's no doubt in my mind that with both the spirit and the intellectual truth match, we're dealing with a very grave crisis that's been purposely perpetrated on us. And we have people like Fred Woodley, who's clearly a Satanist, Luciferian,
yep,
and his group of people that plan to do this. That's why there's so many dead biologists. That's why
one thing that he spoke about. I said, if I get up and tell the people, if I can remember 15 years from now, he says, you'll not. He says it's scientifically proven that a person can't remember for over six or eight years. According to his PSYOPS plan, people can't remember. But he didn't know I went in and prayed. And the other thing I did, a lot of times after I say, Fred, I heard enough, I got to get out of the house, I go and, like, hyperventilate or jog around the block and try to remember this. So I really forced it in me. And the reason I'm glad to be on your show today is because this BPL system is going forward so fast, over 40 systems over in Europe, over 40 systems already established here in the United States. None of them work. They put them up for 6 months and shut them down. That's because BPL doesn't work, not for any
practice. Plus, it'll also jam all of the
the
frequencies for the ambulances, the police.
Yep.
I mean, even FEMA. In fact, I heard that FEMA even launched a legal attack against BPL, broadband over power lines.
That's
so why are they even giving licenses?
That's so they can switch it on and off. In other
right.
words, if they want to take care of Allentown, they can turn Allentown's BPL system on. The only news you'll be able to listen to is your local news, so they can tell you one thing while something else is happening somewhere else. Once these people start getting sick and dying, the ambulance, the police will show up, and they'll say, oh, man, it's got to be the bird flu. Look at all these dead people in the car bleeding out their eyes and ears. When they don't know it, they're in the BPL field, too, so they're going to get sick and die, too. This is a perfect way to turn the system on and off. And then I want to let you know that I know that this all is coming, going to happen real fast now, because he talked about the use of the rail system and coal mine shafts for the disposition of dead bodies.
Right. Well, they got 6 million body bags. They started receiving in June of 2004, and they ordered more since then. And they received those. FEMA did, and I confronted the directors over this some years ago when they were planning all this. And I'd heard about this as well, about storing dead bodies in mine shafts, because it's so difficult to get rid of the dead bodies, and you want them cold enough that they're not going to outgas lots of things or cause, you know, a plague, because you have, you know, millions of dead bodies lying around.
Right. At the university, they did a calculation of how many BTUs it would take to burn one body. And as soon as they found out how much it costs to burn one body completely, they said, no, figure out a new way. So what they did, they went to Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, located these coal mines that are deep underground, even below the normal water level of the surrounding area. They're going to load the bodies in body bags only onto possibly empty coal vans or whatever, move them back in towards the coal shafts, and just start packing them in from the bottom. Once they come to the natural table level of the water around there, they're going to implode the mine, and then they're going to come out to the face of the mine and implode it. Fred said nobody will ever know if there's bodies in there for 1,000 years. Nobody will know how many bodies are in there. He said there's no stink, there's very little cost, and he was just so proud that somebody figured this out.
The thing is, they're very methodical, and if people find this really a stretch of the imagination to understand that there's this kind of level of evil, they need to go to Agenda 21 from the Rio Conference in 1991. They need to go back to 1992. They need to go to the 1996 United Nations Security Council meeting that actually planned to use military and any force necessary, including classified weaponry like the HAARP system or electromagnetic scalar weapons. And in fact, between 88 and 94, I was a doctor taking care of a front company that was a Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant as their occupational doctor, and in fact they were actually doing directed energy weapons research for the National Security Agency and the CIA. And
yep.
So I know exactly how these work, because I have advanced technical background in nuclear and scalar physics, and did research in these areas independently myself before this, so I was fully aware that they're using scalar weaponry to actually cause people to get ill or to die, and they had these systems on the M1 Abrams tanks and the Apache, longbow helicopters during the first Gulf War, and they've certainly perfected it quite a bit more, and had them these harmonic weapons that could be used in a number of different quote non-lethal settings, including those that would send signals to cause disease, fear, paralysis, or death.
Yeah, we have a caller online. Do you want me to put him through?
Yeah, that's
you got it.
Let's take the caller, and your name is caller. Your name.
Yes, sir. This is Jeff Horn from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Oh, Jeff, you're a wonderful listener, so go ahead with your question. I'm sure you have a great question for Super Bowl Steve.
Oh, Super Bowl season. Well, number one, I don't watch football.
But when you heard about Super Bowl Steve, you knew there was more than football we were going to talk about today, right?
I'm sure you're talking about viruses and that kind of stuff. And,
absolutely.
So, but you know the funny thing is, even at my workplace, they want us to take the hepatitis B vaccine. And
right.
Do you see a trend of workplaces, especially in the security business, encouraging the workers to take more of these vaccines of various cocktails?
Right. And, of course, the vaccines are all laced with what's called adjuvants. Formaldehyde, many of them, especially the multi-dose ones, contain mercury ethyl salicylate that fries your brain. But people aren't aware that Operation BioShield in America is spending many billions of dollars in parallel with projects going on in Britain, have developed vaccines that fry different nerve pathways in the brain, like enkephalins and endorphins and neurotransmitters, and form plaque using these nanotechnologies and virus DNA manipulation that can actually change and rewire your brain to literally turn you into a zombie. And, in fact, they're testing them this year on DPS children in Britain and in CPS children here in America, and their plan is to use vaccines, ELF transmission through cell towers, Gwen, and, of course, low-Earth-orbit satellites like the LEO system to control the population, to affect the population, and to modify behavior or even implant thoughts. And they can biocode these. And in fact, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich on this topic. They
Nick
can biocode a signal to hit you specifically or to even give you a heart attack, a stroke, or a specific illness, because this is very possible with technology that's been researched for over 70 years.
And you know what's funny with vaccines, too, is I rewatched your program when you were on with Pastor Paul, Exposing the Beast.
Right.
Bill, you were one of the best speakers on that program, and you know what? All the stuff you presented with vaccines and so forth, that really put a seed in my mind on not to take any kind of vaccines and encourage others not to take vaccines.
Right, but you know, if you say that as a doctor and you're practicing in the United States or Canada, it's a death knell to your career. Because if you say that it's safe, and I just watched a report and posted it on NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com last week. Now they came up with this big AMA study that was done over in Portugal that said, and it was reported in two or three different articles from different magazines after the AMA-sponsored research, which is really, really bad. The American Medical Association is evil.
Right.
And I used to belong to it years ago, that they reported that mercury is perfectly safe and doesn't lower your IQ. And I did research 26 to 23 years ago with Dr. Murray Vimy at the Dental Pathology and Toxicology at the University of Calgary, Alberta, when I practiced out there before I went to the States, because I'm a dual citizen from Detroit. And we proved that this stuff is toxic to the GTP receptor of the neuroproteins that are the neuroprotein subunits that allow your nerves to connect to each other. So it's not open to discussion. If anybody says, well, I have a different opinion, opinion is no longer valid. This is science. Science means if I have the actual ultrastructural protein, the exact receptor it locks onto, the exact pictures of the damage it does to the neurons, it's not open for anybody to discuss it anymore. It's just the way it is. So when they come up with lies and disinformation that fluoride, aspartame, or mercury are okay, they're liars. And that's the end of it. There's no discussion anymore. Right now, we've got to do is say, what are they trying to do with these crazy vaccines, which every year they give people flu vaccines, and they've proven in France that if you give three vaccines for influenza after each 60, you've got a 300% increased risk of organic dementia. Why give brand new newborns hepatitis vaccine when we know that no newborns I know can either get IV drugs or sex? And they certainly aren't going to get it from their mothers, from mother's milk. So how the heck are they supposed to get hepatitis B from these particular roots? And they have no vaccine against hepatitis C. So the complete thing is you don't have a mature immune system. You're slaughtering it with adding mercury. And these children have got dosages of mercury in their bodies just from their mercury calculator on my website that's so horrendously high, it's insane. And if you, of course, say this in any state or any province, that's it. Your license is yanked. They don't even want to hear it.
That is sick because
it's very sick. And my profession is sick. They need to get smarten up. You can make vaccines without toxic heavy metal adjuvants. You can have accurate genetic strains. But guess what? You got to also consider, is it a smart thing to make a vaccine against something that may be very, very safe? And if you do make a vaccine, make it accurate, make it safe, and non-toxic. They don't want to do that.
It's population control.
Sure.
And you know what the funny thing is with vaccines is this, because I was talking to a person who's going for nursing, and I said to her, you know, the best way to go is organic supplements.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the whole point. Build up your immune system, detoxify, get things like the BioPro, which we have on our site to stop electromagnetic pollution. Use things like liquid zeolite, like we have on our website. We'll be adding more products. Use natural things to boost up phytonutrients, to boost up your immune system. We have remarkable, amazing things that you can do. The first line of defense kit is a very foundational thing. Alkalinize your body. These are simple, straightforward things you can do even without having to go to even a health professional. You can just become well-informed yourself, and you can start taking action, and you don't have to put toxic drugs into your body to give yourself a level of protection that's far beyond what these doctors will have with their little inadequate masks. By the way, even the masks that the doctors and nurses are using around the hospitals, the EMTs, they are not adequate, even airway protection. We searched for 10 months to get the very best mask from 3M Corporation that will protect against biological, chemical, and nuclear to an extent that will give by people some time and has a nice tight seal. It's cheap enough that you can carry in a purse or in a Ziploc bag if you're male in your vest coat pocket. So if you're traveling, you need to wear something like this. I think it's insane that people think going to Asia now is safe. It's not.
Dr. Deagle, there was one prediction I'd like to make. I knew nothing
about it. Go ahead, Steve. Yeah, thanks for calling in from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Yeah, there's one prediction I'd like to make. I knew nothing about football when I predicted the Steelers were going to win the game because I knew what Woodley had told me would happen beforehand. And I see a pattern coming up to the next prediction.
Right, this is new information that you had since you were on my show on the Power Hour.
Right.
And other programs, right?
This is called the Big Freeze.
Ah, and what's that all about?
The Big Freeze is they're going to wait. I don't know if it's going to happen this year or if it's going to happen next year. I believe, I should tell you that it's 98% going to happen this year, and you'll find out within the next 15 to 20 days if it does happen. If it doesn't happen this year, then it's going to happen next year for sure. But what they're going to do is, Fred was saying, we're going to make it get really, or in other words, we're going to wait till the end of the year when everybody's fuel, the end of the year, your fuel tank's low, it might even be empty, you'll go to an alternative heat and wait till the middle of the summer to buy fuel because it'll be cheaper. And he says what's going to happen is, he says we're going to make it get real warm in the month of April. And he said the bugs will come out, the birds will be laying eggs, all the crops will be growing, he says, and then you're going to come with 5 weeks of very frigid Arctic weather, which is going to freeze things so tight that it's going to kill a lot of people. And I said, Fred, so, we've had snow here before in June, just didn't lay long. I said, but I don't think it'll kill anybody. He says, no. He says, this one will. He says, this is 5 weeks of the coldest weather. He says, people are going to be out in their farmhouses. They're going to think it only lasts like a week or two or a few days. They won't be prepared with food. They won't be prepared with water. And when this freeze comes, he says, not only will the freeze itself kill people, but that will give us the excuse to start earthquakes in the eastern portion of the United States. And also California will be going then too for some reason. He predicted a lot of earthquakes would happen after the big freeze, and the big freeze is somehow going to be blamed for these earthquakes. The other thing he talked about was that ice would melt off that fresh water would be flowing into salt water, and that salt water never freezes. And just like they had steered the storm up the Mississippi, the Katrina storm, so that all these rich people, they're going to turn that into a national park down there. That thing isn't going to be rebuilt. That's going to be a natural forest habitat for the rich playboys of the world to play in.
Well, of course, that was our plan. Put a bunch of casinos there, kick out the poor blacks, expropriate their land, leave them die of sick mold syndrome, don't even give them tarps to keep their houses wet, or allow them to tear out the walls and put proper new wallboard up and fix them.
Right.
Fred, and some of these people have been down there for generations. Don't fix the levees. Blow the levees so that, although the storm didn't get them, blow the levees so it floods so you can take away their property. That's what it was, is a property grab.
He said when all this is over, he says we have something that's going to look almost exactly like a saber-toothed tiger that we can bring back, and we're going to let a few of these run around in the wild down there. I thought that was kind of strange back in 1988, but now I'm finding that genetic engineering is going a long way.
Well, I know about projects which I'm going to try to bring out specific scientists on this. They've been doing a lot of very wild genetic engineering and hybridization of different animal species.
Okay. Well, anybody that's listening to me today, I know it's warm where you're at. I know we're having nice weather. And as long as this nice weather continues and we get in past 6606, don't worry too much about it. But if you see that the news says, oh, it looks like we're getting an Arctic storm, it shouldn't last long, don't worry about it. Believe me, buddy, worry, prepare, get food, get water, get extra
fuel. And of course,
do this.
People should be prepared anyway for natural disasters, and there's two major reasons. The first one is we're at the end of an ice age, if you listen to Dr. McCanny. We also have problems with solar activity that's very, very unusual going on. It's all consistent with something that's coming into our solar system that's affecting sun activity. The next 11 years is supposed to be 30 to 50% more active and hotter sun activity, which is going to cause dramatic both hot and cold periods, which could be consistent with what you're talking about. Plus, they can do scalar technologies. There's at least five countries that have scalar weapon systems that can change and modify and direct the weather. That's not good. I mean, it could be literally push-pull. Another country does scalar weapons against us, and we do it against them. And they could have turned that storm to hit Katrina our way, but they didn't because they wanted to create the catastrophe.
That's right.
All of these events are completely massaged and controlled, and the public, just like the First and Second World War, the crosshairs was not against Adolf Hitler and against the Third Reich. It was against the German people because, and we're going to have some interesting discussions on this, it was because the reform movement within, quote, the middle Europe of the, quote, predominant religion, which at that time was Catholic, was moving toward more of a spiritual approach and reformation. They wanted to get rid of the reform movement and the evolutions which would come out of that, and they had to expunge that because they want to return to the, I call the unholy Roman Empire.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that with Eric Phelps, the author of Vatican Assassins. We are seekers of truth in this program. We're going to give you the whole facts. We want you to go check it out. But what you need to do is don't just be in a state of denial whether or not these events transpire this year or next. You have to know that these people do have plans, probably 8 or 9 different plans. So if it all doesn't transpire exactly as Steve has relayed tonight, you need to be prepared for physical disasters, geopolitical disasters, radiation disasters. I mean, there's so many things, and it's not to put you in a state of fear. It's to put you in a state of preparation. It's to say, yes, there's a challenge. How do I meet that challenge in logical and simple and non-expensive ways? And you can do that. You can do that. You can also start knowing which place is safe in the country. You can go to Stan Dale's website and get his book that he and Holly have put together, Prudent Places USA. You can find out in your country, if you live in Canada or Europe or Australia or India or anywhere else in the world, you can find out what are the likely dangers. For example, there's a very particular danger if there's a nuclear war against Iran that radiation cloud will rain down in monsoons over Bangladesh, India, and all the way through Burma, right through to Japan. These are very serious things that are real. They're not theoretical. They're in preparation now to make a nuclear attack against Iran. You need to be prepared against the avian flu. It's not just a scare tactic. They want to use this to reduce the population, but their ultimate goal is to not only reduce the population, but get a chip in you. They want to put a chip in every animal. As Derry Brownfield says on Genesis Network, they want to put a $10 chip in a $5 chicken. They want to put a chip in you. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe that they really are trying to, quote, do that, quote, mark of the beast on you, you're not living in the real world, no matter what religion or lack of you have. This really is coming, and we all, from all faiths, all colors, all religions, we need to stand against this monstrosity.
Yes. The other thing that Fred told me, he said there will be a major attack on God and religion. just before all, right after 9/11. It's just,
all religions. They want to get rid of all religions. Their whole idea is they want a scientific autocracy, and they want scientists to control and reduce the population and set up hierarchies based on not your literally hooked directly into the matrix and are in control. So they're going to try to create a hierarchical society based on technology, gene modification, implantation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that really is their plan. I mean, people say, oh, no, they couldn't do that. Yes, they can do that.
Well, what they're doing, they actually have, because some of the plans that Woodley would tell me, I'd say, Fred, that isn't going to work. And he'd say, well, it doesn't matter. You don't understand. If this doesn't work, he says, we have these 14 other plans.
Right, and so the thing is, you just have to realize this is one. They can have 9 plans running and actually try to run 7, and 3 of them actually get operational and completely go.
Right, and since they
or they can change the dates, or they can bring it back, or they can modify it.
Yes,
but you need to be prepared that they definitely have an intention to do really bad things to the whole population of America and the whole world, and they particularly have to crush America because you can't have a nation that believes in freedom and liberty and freedom of speech and freedom to not be injected with toxins and freedom to choose your medical care, whether it's alternative or not, and freedom of to movement around the country without being controlled and tracked to know everything you buy and sell and everywhere you've been. This is going to be taken away. We are a hair's breadth away from a totalitarian, complete Fourth Reich that will make Nazi Germany, the Lenin and the Stalin era in Soviet Russia, the Mao Zedong revolution, and any ancient civilization that had a totalitarian regime, it'll make all of those look like a kindergarten party.
We could easily be under martial law by June.
Absolutely, and it just requires a very minimum number of events. In fact, in the words of the insane, I call Slim Pickens, Dick Cheney, who should be duct taped to the next nuke heading into Tehran, that this gentleman literally said, if anything happens in the United States, we're attacking Iran. And Iran is armed to the teeth and said, come on. Now, if you think that it's going to be a cakewalk taken in Iran, let me tell you, if you have any young people or friends going into battle over there in the Navy or elsewhere, you better make sure that you say an extra prayer over them going over, because it's going to be a meat grinder. Because I know about the Yakunts missiles that they have that are Mach 2, hypersonic cruise missiles they've got from the Russians. I know about the Shahed 4 missiles. I know about the modified Silkworm missiles they got from the Chinese, and all the advanced, high-speed torpedoes from their Navy. They've got some very bad stuff. And they have the Russian anti-missile systems that are the most advanced. They're not garbage. They're the most advanced anti-missile system on the Earth, more advanced than American or even Israeli. The Israelis have a pretty good system with a modified aero system. This is one step better. And it's bad. And so if they think they're just going to crunch the Iranians and it's going to be a party, you're going to be dealing with this latest Hu Jintao came over, basically not only to make deals but to tell them, don't attack Iran. They just made a $200 billion gas and oil deal with China. And let me tell you, China, with its appetite for oil, is not going to let us screw it up. So, China is basically exerting itself, just like Churchill said many, many years ago. He said, when China wakes and the sleeping giant of Asia rises, the whole world will shake.
Yes.
And, of course, this is part of the global plan. They came up with this plan back more than a century ago.
Yep. Fred told me about the Mexicans coming up, that they'd let between 35 and 50,000, or,
million
here, that was their final solution. If nothing else worked, they'd be able to put us under martial law and then try to stop us from fighting. So,
well, of course, you see, once you do, what you do is you take the people who have come in here, both legal and illegal, and again, everyone of every color should be able to come to America, but they need to make sure they're medically cleared so they're not a burden on the society. They need to stop this uncontrolled immigration, and they need to have a purpose for people to be in a particular part of the country so that you don't have an uncontrolled third world population that are having cockfights and doing other horrific things like breaking the legs of horses with their sport. And bringing many diseases in, because every person that brings in resistant TB infects between 30 and 50 other American citizens that's living in the country. And it's literally shutting down hospitals on the border between Mexico and America. This is not a minor problem. And, you know, when people came through Ellis Island 70, 80, 100 years ago, they had to be checked to make sure they didn't have disease. Why is it such a big deal now that they can't do that? The reason is they don't even need to put up a big fence. They could have 10,000 troops, proper implementation of our military along the border, and this would stop immediately. But the Bush administration, the State Department, the American banks, the mafiosa that are working with the government are distributing $250 billion of illegal drugs, which is why they have a war against drugs, against pain doctors, against pain patients, because they got to completely control the drug market, because they get $250 billion that goes into black op projects like underground bases, off-world technology, non-lethal weapons, and total mind control, and satellite-based systems that they don't want the Congress or Senate to be in control of. That's the facts. Whether people want to accept it, we're going to bring on many different experts and people. We want you, if you're in classified areas of the military-industrial support complex, if you have important information, we want you to come forward, because when they launch this war, when they have civil disruption, when they go code red because of, say, something like riots, which they're going to incite with the Hispanics, rather than dealing properly with these people, that speeding up the process for rational immigration, making sure people don't get in the country that are very sick, making sure that we help countries like Mexico so they have an elevated lifestyle, forcing people like Vicente Fox and the 1% of the ultra-wealthy elite in Mexico, the Pemex, the Mexican oil company, there's plenty of wealth in Mexico if it was shared among the peoples to allow some basic rights, but they don't do it. So these people, desperate, try to come to America. If they come illegally and the door has been wide open, no matter what illness they have, anything is better than the filth and squalor in their own country. And that's part of our policy, has to be a policy to deal with neighbors that are reprehensible like the elite in Mexico. And we don't do that. We don't have a rational immigration policy. And then when they bring all of the worst of everything, they set up a fence and they literally allow everybody to come in no matter where they're coming from, we're going to have a catastrophe, and it's all been massaged.
Yes.
It's created it to create a catastrophe.
The other thing Fred talked about was politics, which I hate. He said that the 2000 elections would be rigged, that the 2004 elections would be rigged. And then I said, well, and he told me how they do it. I don't know how much time we have left, so I won't go into it. But
yeah, but of course that's obvious they did, and we know that both elections were completely rigged.
Yeah, I asked him about, well, what about 2006? You know, I was laughing because I kind of didn't believe him.
Yeah, you're talking about the congressional and Senate elections coming up this year.
Yeah, the 2006. I said, you'll have to rig those. Are you going to keep rigging elections? He says, no. He says, after the 2004 election, we'll have enough of our people in office that you can't stop us. That's it. We don't have a need. He said, we're going to fool them in 2002. In 2004, we're going to have to be slick. But after that, he said, they're going to be looking for us rigging the elections. He says, it'll be too late. We got the people in we need. We don't have to work that way.
Well, we have also compromised senators and congressmen, and we talked about this.
Oh, definitely.
With Mr. Gunderson, you know. And the fact is that if you look at Ted Gunderson's information, he's former FBI.
Right.
He's been very much persecuted for bringing out the truth, and so have I been persecuted for bringing out the truth. I was the ex-examiner for the munitions team that came from Fort Carson to the Oklahoma City Murrah building after it was blown up. And they removed two micro-nukes and a C-4 pineapple. The reason why all of this is happening is they blew up the 9/11, they blew up Oklahoma City, they plan avian flu, they plan immigration catastrophe so they can use their civil detention facilities. They're planning a nuclear war, which is part of PNAC, the Project for the New American Century. They control the Super Bowl. We could see how disgusting it was, how the Super Bowl was operated. We saw how there were, you know, almost planned injuries that eliminated the other two teams that should have been in the Super Bowl but weren't.
And for those of you researchers out there that want to find out more about this rogue element in our government that's doing this, and Dr. Deagle's 100% correct, all those incidents were created by one person was involved in all of these, and he is a senior-level congressman. What I'd like you to do is to Google some things for me, if you have a pencil handle.
Yeah, give his name so they can Google the name. And
yeah, all you'd have to do is Google MURTHA, IUP, 9/11.
That's MURTHA.
M-U-R-T-H-A.
IUP is Indiana University, Pennsylvania.
Right, and then Google 9-11. Mirtha, another way to do it is Mirtha, Johnstown, Terror Team Cover-Up. Another way to do it is Mirtha, Johnstown, Terror Team 8.
Now, why the link with Congressman Mirtha? What's the story there? Because he was in the news relatively recently. What's the story?
Well, it's the left-right paradigm. Woodley told me in 1988 that Jack Mirtha wanted to be, he loved this plan about 9/11 and the anthrax attacks so much that he wanted to change from a Democrat, from being Democrat, to becoming a Republican. And he went in front of the commission and they said, oh, well, we're glad to hear, you know, we want your support, but we don't want you to change parties. You'll be more valuable to us if you stay as a Democrat. And so he did. Woodley told me that it was Jack Mirtha who chose the date 9/11. And when I asked him why, he said, well, he says because he has an attachment to this 9/11th Air Wing down in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that they were the ones that were going to plan and pull off 9/11. Well, I said to Fred, that's kind of dumb. People will catch on. I mean, 9/11th Air Wing being involved and it happening on 9/11. He says, oh, no, no. He says, they'll just be the ones planning it. He says, the other two reserve units that are down there are the ones that are actually going to be involved. I said, well, that doesn't sound like a real good reason to pick 9/11. I said, is there any other reason why Mirtha picked 9/11 for the attack on the trade centers? He says, yeah. He says, basically, he says, anytime you have an emergency anywhere in the United States, what happens is all the relatives and everybody calls into that location. The phone lines get jammed up, and there's no way for the people in control to use the phone lines. Jack Mirtha is developing this new 911 system that no matter where in America we have any trouble, that now with new Jack Mirtha's new 911 system, which stands for terror, trouble, ambulance, fire, police cars, he says they'll use Jack Mirtha's system at IUP, 911 system out of IUP, and no matter where the disaster is in the United States, Mirtha will be credited for having the foresight to have this 911 system already implemented.
Right.
The other parts of it.
So they're always on both sides of the issue, aren't they?
Yeah. Everybody in America is under the belief that there is no steel from the World Trade Towers left in the United States. This is a fallacy. If you type in IUP Oak Grove, there was a monument there. It weighs 2 tons. It was a piece of steel from Trade Tower Number 2.
Right.
It's sitting there right in the middle of the Oak Grove, which we all know the Oak Grove is like a satanic rituals always happen in the Oak Grove.
Right.
But really, another good way to Google Mirtha is Mirtha WMD IUP, because Mirtha had a weapons of mass destruction school set up at the university back in 2000. His school started before 9/11. The interesting thing is that his first graduating class of, quote, special military people that went through his weapons of mass destruction school, they knew sooner had their diploma in their hand than they had to throw it in their lockers and go up, because they're the people that secured the site at the World Trade Towers at 9/11 in New York.
Right, and they were tracking everyone. In fact, one truck driver that decided to go and have a hamburger for 20 minutes, half an hour, basically it got in serious trouble because they wanted to make sure that steel got trucked to ships that was going to take it to China to be turned into automobiles and so on. So the materials never got examined by independent investigators to look for ferrite cuts where the ferrite bombs were placed to cut the steel up to allow it to collapse nice and neatly, to see the molten steel marks and the other indications that a ferrite was used, or to see the evidence of any nuclear radioisotopes for micronukes or anything else that was used that caused this to fall even faster than if it was dropping in a gravity environment that was basically had no air. So the Twin Towers were brought down as a controlled demolition, and they wanted to remove the evidence very quickly so that these were the very people who were overseeing to make sure the debris was hauled away quickly, and the bodies and a lot of the debris went to Fresh Kills site as well, where they removed it later, removed the steel, including with the bodies and body parts of many of the thousands of people that died, hauled off to China to the most favored satanic Luciferian, cut up their prisoners for gain and a transplantation country that Hu Jintao, the communist dictator, came over here and spoke at.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's why the Falun Gong are being persecuted, and this pathologist who is actually speaking today on Alex Jones' show called the his InfoWars show on Genesis Network, you know, talked about this. And she's a pathologist. She's been here for more than 20 years and is a specialist in pathology. So why are they doing these things? They're doing it because the globalists have it all planned out.
Yes, they do. And like I say, the politicians aren't going to save the people now. It's time for the people to rise up and say stop it and expose these people in our government, the left-right, false left-right paradigm, where, you know, we'll kick the Republicans out, and who do we get in office? We get the Democrats.
Right, and of course they try to divide. You know, they want to divide the Hispanic population against the non. That's ridiculous. A large number of the Hispanics are the ones fighting against Santa Ana at the wars down in Texas there when they got the Texas independence. All of this is a lie, okay? It's all a lie. It's all been used to balkanize and manipulate and control. Their eventual plan is to break America into two major sections along the Mississippi that they want to have modified with earth changes. They also want to break it into further sections, so there's 10 territories in the United States and 10 overall zones in the world. And North America is Zone 3. You can see it in documents going back as far away as 1973 with the Foreign Affairs, which is a journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, a Masonic Luciferian organization that's very evil, that lays out the plan specifically for New World Order. I call it an Old World Disorder.
Right.
It's very real. It's not imaginary. And if you think that you could just save your money and hide away and so on from this, forget it. You've got to stand up and be counted. And if you do have inside information, do come on my show. Call me at 888-212-8871, and I'll put your information out. Just show your documentation to me. Show your proof and where you were and all the information. And we'll get it out because the time of freedom of speech is coming to a close. And unless we fight against this, there will be no freedom left whatsoever. And when you say, I wish I listened to Dr. Deagle. I wish I listened to people like Alex Jones and Jack Blood and the Power Hour programs and all the other patriots like Charlie Sheen, who's been persecuted now for coming out and asking good questions about the traitorous government that actually brought down the Twin Towers. Not just allowed it, brought it down. This was a controlled demolition. Okay?
Right.
So let's face the music here. Let's face the music that they've weaponized avian flu. This is not just a scare tactic. They want to kill you. They want to chip you. They want to stick vaccines in you, and it's not just to bring fear. We have solutions. We have solutions. I have solutions for infection. We have solutions against electromagnetic pollution. I'll be going down and speaking in May with Dr. Fred Bell, and he has solutions against scalar weaponry, against your and directed energy things against your body. I'll be talking about the First Line Kit and many other amazing nutraceuticals and solutions for many problems at that conference with Dr. Fred Bell. Do check out his website and register because it's going to be a phenomenal course in Laguna Beach, California, at the Aziza Hotel. And it's important that you become totally aware of what's really happening because we patriots are the ones first hitting the barbed wire. We are the ones that's standing up. We whistleblowers are saying, you know, enough's enough. This is the line in the sand. We're not going any further. We're not just going to push back. We're going to stop this from going any further.
Right.
We're going to reverse it. And it only takes a minority of us to actually to become aware and not pretend that this is not happening. We're literally at the end of modern history as we know it. If we don't spiritually grow, if we don't reach a higher level of consciousness, willing to accept the truth, if we don't follow through with fearless actions, we will be crushed and turned into machines.
Yes,
that's where we're going, if we survive it.
I'd like to say, Dr. Deagle, in 1988, I don't like to, what I guess I'm trashing Congressman Murtha, and I'm sorry about that.
Don't be sorry.
Murtha,
the truth is just the truth. Whether or not
veteran,
the defense against saying something bad about someone is it's just the truth.
Well, it is. Okay, the reason that I'm willing to do this is because in 1988, Woodley came home from class one day, and he said, Steve, he says, before we do 9/11 and fly these planes into trade towers, he says, we have to have a practice building to blow up. He said, do you have any ideas, any buildings in the United States you don't like? He says, maybe, because I don't know any. He says, do you know any? I thought the guy was nuts. And the next day he came home and he says, you remember I asked you to think of a building to get rid of in the United States? Because I think I jokingly said the Empire State Building. He said, yeah. He says, well, we already got a building. I said, you already got a building? He says, oh, yeah. He says it was Congressman Murtha that picked the building. I said, what building did he pick? He says, he picked this building in Oklahoma. He says, He says when he went to Washington, everybody thought that the building was named after him. I said, well, what's the name of the building? He says, it's the, I think it's called the John P. Murrah Building.
That's right, Alfred P. Murrah.
Alfred P. Murrah Building. And I said, well, what's it? And he says, well, it's John P. Murtha, not Murrah. And so supposedly Jack was so pissed off at the building, he says, well, if you're going to blow one up, he says, blow it up. But he says, and this is the other part, he says, Woodley told me, he says, Steve, he says, they're putting so much explosives in that building that there will not be one piece of cinder block left in that square. And you know what? When the building blew up, I thought there was only one bomb. I believed everybody. I believed that the van was parked out front and it did the damage to the front of the building.
But even the local news there said that they had at least two or three bombs.
Which
and I talked to the munitions forensic team because I was their doctor, and they removed two micronukes and C4. Plus, they had a bunch of this, the preset explosives right on the pillars of the building.
Yes, and isn't it interesting that we find that from this little small town out here in western Pennsylvania, for some reason, the guy that comes to take away the dead bodies, what do they call those guys?
Morticians.
Police type, like Cyril Weck, but not Cyril.
Oh, you mean like detectives, forensic detectives?
Yeah, the coroner.
Right.
Well, from our little town, he's on the video. Now, what was he doing down in Oklahoma City? I mean, there's so many things that Fred told me in 1988 that I'm finding that's coming true.
Yeah, now, of course, you do have two books, and I've had requests to put the books out. You're going to tell me at some date here in the near future.
At some very short period of time, yes.
You tell me when you want me to get those copied, and either as an e-book, probably an e-book on the website, and we can post that for people to purchase, and then we'll set it up so we'll give them the e-book version of it.
Yeah, very soon. I do want to talk to an attorney first because some of these people are still working, and of course, if they get fired or something, then I'll have to defend myself. But I'm willing to take a polygraph. I mean, I don't.
Well, here's the thing: is if they attack you, we're basically at the point where we have our government is ready to crash the economy. They don't want to print the M3. We have foreign countries like China trying to buy up land all over America. We have Lindsay Williams, who is an expert on finances and oil. That was on the Liberty Radio with Dr. Stan Monteith just last week talking about this. Farmers basically, if the price of diesel fuel gets any higher, they won't have the money to actually plant crops anymore. So
right.
We're going to have a collapse of the world food, American food supply, the world food supply, because America is the breadbasket of the world. It's going to get very nuts.
Right.
And if people don't really realize this is the end of the road, they're not living in the real world.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on here. I'm not the type of person that would ever, you know, I'm a true-blooded American.
Yeah, but we know that it's the end of the road. We can't play around anymore. This is now they're pushing against us, and our back is against the cliff. We have to push back now, or it's going to get very vicious.
Yeah, I asked Fred in 1988, why the big freeze? And his answer to me was, if we can control the food supply, we can control the population. And he talked about this new police force that was going to be formed, which has happened now, this FEMA. Back in 1988, FEMA, they weren't a police force.
And we see since, of course, they not only have FEMA, they have now federal marshals that are being deputized that are basically like black water. They're private mercs. They're being deputized and trying to take away authority from the supreme authority in counties right across America, the sheriff. And the sheriff is the highest authority in the land, even over federal officers. And they're trying to reverse this and take away states' rights because they want to basically take over all of these operations in every part of the country, knock down the borders with Canada and Mexico, make it one zone, and have governance, not government.
Right.
And if people don't believe this, they're living in a dream world.
The other thing is there is a use for these Mexicans. After the big freeze, okay, which is some of them, you know, the Mexicans are going to have to stay warm too, so I hope you guys have extra blankets in your homes. But after the big freeze and the population reduction program for the East Coast, these Mexicans are going to supposedly move into these vacant houses. And, you know, the property is going to be basically lost to the Mexicans. But on top of that, what FEMA is going to do is they're going to run short of people that can actually help set up roadblocks, this, that, and the other thing. And they will go to groups of Mexicans and promise them the fast track to citizenship if they behave themselves, put on the uniform, take a weapon, and help FEMA do what it has to do. And these Mexicans are going to want to fast track it into the U.S. supposedly. They're going to be destroyed too, but these Mexicans.
Well, they already have pre-placement for Chinese and former CIS nations, and they're being trained on all of our equipment, including our jets and vehicles and all of our weapon systems, and it's been going on for decades. So all of this has been planned and plotted and so on at the highest levels of our government in multiple presidencies, not just the current or the last one. So we can't just say it's a Democrat or Republican problem.
No. Yep.
Both of them are, I call, two sides of the belly of the same snake. So let's face the reality here. Let's stop playing games. Let's stop thinking that the dialogue of politics is doing anything other than preparing us for dinner, and we're the main course.
Yes, we are. This is they're going to try to bring down America, and they're going
to
try to
right.
Do it
and we need to stop it. So, Steve, I want you to summarize what you basically see coming and how people can prepare, because they need to prepare spiritually. You know, we're both believers. We need to prepare physically with food and water. We need to get things like first-line defense. We need to have personal protection, i.e. your Second Amendment right. We need to get ready. We need to also get out of danger areas along the coast where there could be major hurricanes, geotectonic events, tidal waves. If you don't think the Cumbre Viejo issue is a problem, if you don't think that there's issues along certain areas where there's calderas or volcanic activity, all of these things are happening simultaneously, and the reason is that it's not just one issue, it's multiple issues. And part of the reason, and I'm going to put this together, connect the dots, is that the New World Order knows that there's events that go well beyond their little schemes and dreams around the world, and they've known this for some time, that these events are coming, that are coming upon the whole earth. As it says in the Bible, it talks about signs in the heavens and great wonders, and that the sun will be darkened and the moon will be turned red. Well, a red moon with dust, let's say, from comets or from a extra solar system object coming in and affecting our weather and other things, we have to realize that there are specific things coming that they know about. That's why they're desperately building underground bases. That's why they've got off-world facilities. That's why they have tremendous number of billions of dollars put into these projects. That's why they want totalitarian control on the earth, massive population reduction. And they're not warning anyone about the dangers of things like the Canary Islands, Cumbre Viejo, or allowing all these illegals in so they can create and use their detention facilities. That's why they want to chip in everyone. So we have to realize that they have a plan.
Yep.
It's a very vicious plan. It's a plan they didn't consult us about. It's a plan to kill, to destroy, to imprison, to subjugate, to do whatever they want with us.
Yes.
Just like we're a resource, like I call human resources.
If the people that I'm talking to now live in middle America, you're fairly safe, okay? You're fairly safe. If you talk about reducing the world's population, well, even in the United States, more than 80% of all the people in the United States live within 50 miles of a coastline. And so if you live within 50 miles of a coastline, you know, get out or plan to send your kids in.
Yeah, exactly, because I can tell you if there's what I call these geotectonic events, which I expect to happen in the next 5-10 years, that we're going to have suffer major super tsunamis. We're going to suffer incredible storms this year. There's a third cyclone hitting Australia. The last one was a cyclone level 5 that destroyed the banana crops in northern Australia. We're dealing with events that have never before happened, as it says in the Bible, that men's hearts will fail for the fear of things they see coming upon the earth. It's not just against America or the nations. The globalists know this science because 96% of all science is classified to corporations or these above government agencies that are above our American government. They don't want to tell you. They treat us like we're dummies. As they say, they treat us like we're mushrooms. They keep us in the dark and they feed us dung. And
yes,
they do this on purpose because they want to be able to get rid of any excess population that's baggage when they go to their survival mode.
Yes, this is all going to take place bang, 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 bang. In other words, all in a row. We're going to be hit so hard that... and we
it's like a professional boxer. They've got to keep you off balance until they finally hit you with a sucker punch, the final
right.
punch.
Because the way Fred talked about this big freeze, and yeah, it won't kill everybody, but it'll be a good excuse for earthquakes. They're planning on some kind of tsunami to come in and wash out almost entirely the state of New Jersey. I mean, in almost to Philadelphia. Now, I think you're safe in Philly, but you still wouldn't be safe when they release this stuff from the power plant.
Well, now, you know, if something happens like the Canary Island Cumbre Viejo thing, that could cause a wall of water 300 meters high moving 600 miles an hour across the Atlantic. And if they have an early warning system, you might get 8 to 10 hours so people could get away at least 100 miles plus inland.
Right.
And that's what you need to be. And you need to be at a higher elevation, probably 1,400 to 1,500 feet, to be safe relatively from it. But it's going to be, these things could, you know, will be triggered by major events if something goes through our solar system. And you need to also be aware that the volcanic activity is unprecedented. We've never seen things like this. We're going to see hurricanes hit America. We're going to see storms hit the center of the city and the continent that we've never seen before. We already have seen evidence in the southern hemisphere, so something's happening that's completely unprecedented.
And they're testing the systems right now. Not only
right.
are all the CCL systems being tested, there's another thing that Fred told me about. He said these chemtrails. He says if you look into these chemtrails, they not only have the biological agents that give people sinus and upper lung infections, he says, but there's also have the capability of storing a static charge.
Well, yeah, they turn the air into a plasma, so they allowed it to control geotectonic events and earthquakes. They control the weather by heating the ionosphere and directing the jet stream, and they can put specific frequencies to affect the behavior of animals and people.
Well, what he was talking about this time was, he said that, Steve, he says, we now have the ability, and there were these people from Russia. They were Russian Jews. I was supposed to meet them, but I didn't even want to talk to them. They looked real strange. They looked like morticians. They all had their hair cut the same, and I, you know, $600 suits. I didn't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was saying about the about these lightning storms that were going to happen. Now there was a storm just happened down here in Tennessee, where this town got hit by this strange tornado with all this lightning, and 28 people died.
Right.
He said, Steve, he says, there's almost no way to get away from this lightning.
How long ago did that lightning storm hit?
Well, about a month ago.
I remember that. It was very strange.
Yeah,
and we also had a really strange storm last week.
I tried to get this information.
In Minnesota, we had where there was snow in one area and 70 degrees just a few miles away.
I tried to get this information out on other shows, and it kept getting canceled. And he actually said where the government had the ability to hit specific buildings even with lightning. And it's just interesting that one guy, Paul, I think is his last name, isn't he running for governor?
Pastor Butch Paul in West Virginia,
yeah. And
he's running for governor of West Virginia under the Constitutional Reform Party.
His house was hit by lightning and knocked everything out.
Yeah,
you know?
That was just last week. In fact, he tried to get hold of me to actually fill in the show last Friday.
I wish the Power Hour would have left me on with this information, and I just got shut off. I mean,
yeah. Well,
I can't believe it.
Here's the fact. I tell people the way we lay it out is, these are scenarios that could happen. This is what their intention is. Their operational intentions are, if they don't do it now, they'll do it soon after. They have multiple plans, and they're fast-tracking it all. They're probably behind schedule, but they're going to do things. It's no doubt in my mind that the avian flu is real, that broadband overpower and harmonic weapons are real, that weather modification is real, that population reduction is real. I mean, you can check out these things, as I tell everybody, investigate it, own the truth, and then take action. And I'm not a pessimist or a negative person. I'm an optimist. But a real optimist is not a fool. They're aware of the truth, whether it's beautiful or extremely ugly, and they master it by becoming, having a plan to respond to the reality, not what they want it to be, but the reality of the situation in terms of who's really controlling the levers of power, what human and non-human elements are involved, what spiritual elements are involved, what technologies are involved, and what's going on, not just on this little planet Earth, but what's going on in our solar system and our galaxy. If you don't have this view of not only the forest and the trees and seeing it all, you will be cannon fodder for what's coming, because we're reaching the end of this age and we're moving into a new one. And if you're not at a higher level of consciousness and then pursue the truth, which is basically limited by your consciousness level, you will not exist. You will not survive.
That's why I enjoy speaking with you so much, Dr. Deagle, because all the evidence that I have that I see that's out there now that's turning out to be factual is so grandiose that I really don't have a plan. I mean, I haven't been able
to... Well, that's why I say, and I have to say this already, when I come on my program, Clay and Iron, it's called that because it talks about the statue of the vision of Nebuchadnezzar that was interpreted by Daniel, which is why he became appointed at the highest office under the king. And the reason is, he said, only God, the God of the universe, could have revealed these things to you. And what he prophesied was the end of the secular ages, the end of the ages where God, where man's intellect allowed him to build civilizations that were, you know, destructive and evil, and always created on the dialectic of conflict.
Right.
Our technology is there, our population is there at the point now in history where we can no longer live like that. We have to live by the spirit. We have to live by higher levels of consciousness in harmony with the universe, our fellow creatures, our other sentient beings in our galaxy, and our Creator God. And if we don't, we won't exist.
Right.
This is the end of history as we know it, and we have to move to the next phase unless we become Homo sapiens universalis cosmicalis, which is a cosmic man, a man in contact and harmony with their God and with their fellow creatures. We will not exist.
Right.
And only those who have a higher level of consciousness, even their intellect is darkened by their narrow viewpoints, whether it's dogmas that violate the very nature of what reality is. And there's no difference between spiritual reality and scientific. It's all just a matter of ignorance. How ignorant are we on different issues? Once you recognize that, just like the Greek philosopher Epictetus said, you know, the man who knows everything can be taught nothing. And once we recognize how little we know, we are teachable.
Right.
And that's what I'm hoping people do, is they raise their level of consciousness. They'll listen to people like yourself. They'll listen to people like Dr. McKenney from Cornell University. They'll listen to John DiNardo. They'll listen to scientists like Henry Nyman and many others that are going to parade on these on not only the Clay and Iron show, but on the Nutramedical Report on Genesis, which I hope to eventually also have broadcast and archived over here too, so people have access to it, because they need to start saying no. They need to start doing even simple things step by step. They need to also be led by the spirit, because if you're led by what you think is technically correct and it's not led by your intuitive spirit, you're probably going to not survive and you're probably going to suffer.
Right.
So no matter what you think you're doing, and even if I knew the answer, I'd want you to grow up so you're led by your relationship with your creator.
Right.
Because if you're looking to a leader to tell you anything other than corporate things to the whole body of the, quote, the people who are going to make it into the next age, it wouldn't work, because you need to spiritually advance. And if you don't, you will call me a liar, you'll try to persecute me, and you'll die in agony because you won't listen.
Well,
and I want people to listen. I want them to survive, but it's their choice. And ultimately, I can't shed a tear for them, because they have to choose life or death. Just like Moses said, today, this day, choose life. Do not choose death. Do not choose to take those vaccines. Do not choose to go into those shackles. Do not choose to believe in a president saying he's a good Christian man when he's a satanic Luciferian that wants you dead, when he wants people with diseases to come to America, when he wants to crash the economy and start a nuclear war. Do not believe him.
Right.
Do not believe these fools when they say they want wars and rumors of wars for over a century. The project for the new American century was Jeb Bush, Paul Wolfowitz, and Richard Pearl. If you don't believe that this is real, check it out. Own the truth and then take action. So thank you very much, Steve. Is there anything more you need to say to our people tonight so that they can have a, you know, have their friends listen to the archives on BBS Radio, have them listen to these other shows? Is there any other major points that you really want to get through to the people today?
Well, I would like to. I know some specific details about the anthrax attacks, mainly.
Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah. Okay. The letters that they sent, you saw them on television. There were three letters.
The anthrax letters, right?
Yeah. Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great.
Right.
If you have any digital photographs of those letters, if you had your VCR running, anything like that, if you can produce those letters. In 2004, the History Channel put out something called the anthrax attacks.
Right.
And what's hidden in those images, all you need to do is put them through like a Microsoft imaging Pro 10, bring up the shadows, because you're going to see pictures of Bush in there, of Cheney in those letters. Their photographs are on the anthrax letters.
And, of course, Mr. Congressman Murtha, too.
Yes. And now they're not the... In 1988, when they, believe it or not, the letters were made in 1988. The paper that the letter was written on was made in 1988. And what they did, they went to people like Murtha, who needed his photograph on there, and they took a photograph of Murtha that was 15 years old already in 1988. So it's only going to vaguely look like them. But I know for a fact that these letters, when they got the photographs to put on the letters, that they took them out of major news publications and scientific periodicals and stuff like that. The photograph of Murtha on the anthrax letters is very similar to the photograph on the back of his new book called From Vietnam to 9/11.
These photos are imprinted into the actual envelope of the letters and the letters themselves.
Yes.
And why do you think that they would do something like this? Why is this part of their religious thing?
Yeah, whenever these Satanists do anything, they're going to laugh. I asked Fred. I said,
it's called a hoodwink. Have you ever heard of hoodwink?
Yeah, we're going to laugh about this. When
they're going to basically get your permission for you to execute them. They're going to shove it in your face like the painted pink battleship on your front lawn, and they'll say it's not a battleship. No battleship is pink, and you'll end up, it'll be a pink battleship. It's the same thing. They'll have the letters right there, and they'll say, look, you know, all the fingerprints are there that the government did it.
Right.
And like when they say, you know, they pulled the Building 7, down at the World Trade Center, and they're trying to attack Charlie Sheen. I personally stand 100% behind Charlie Sheen. I'm hoping more people like Ed Asner, I'm hoping Mel Gibson and many others will stand up and face the music and talk about this, because no matter how much money or power they have, it all can be taken away in a moment when we go to martial law if the government or the junta in power decides that they are not politically advantageous to have around their persona non grata, according to this current Nazi Fourth Reich junta. And that's what we're dealing with, and if we don't face the music, that's what we're having. And they have allies with Stephen Harper in Canada and Vicente Fox in Mexico, and this is very, very bad.
If people want to research the images that are on the anthrax letters and try and figure out how to bring them up, what they can do is go to something called www.webarchive.org, and then when you get to webarchive.org, just type in www.anthrax-letters.com, and you'll see the history of that website. Use one of the older, few months older, because they switched it to a new website.
Right.
But in there, you'll be able to see the images that are in there, satanic images.
Right, and of course, that was an Ames strain of anthrax. It was in the Senate Hart Building. That was an Ames, Iowa, weaponized U.S. strain of anthrax placed there by an Israeli microbiologist. That's
right.
A fact.
And
same
so
as they had Israeli agents who are maintaining the nukes that are in U.S. cities right now, along with Russian Mossad, Russian GRU and Israeli Mossad nuclear agents. This is all contracted. This is all extremely evil, and that's why the lower level officers arrested all these Israeli agents. They said, well, what are you doing? And instead of putting them through to the justice system, they deported them to Israel. Many of them are all back here now after 9/11.
Right. And one of the main reasons that I'm speaking so openly today is I want the people to realize that on February 5th, when that Super Bowl was held, there was actually supposed to be a small nuke go off inside the Super Bowl. There were also nukes supposed to go off in and around Washington.
These plans are all what I call meta-transformable. They can change and transform it to try to make you look like you're a fool, that you're not warning. And they can have 9 plans, start operating 7 of them, change 4 of them, and 3 or 2 are actually get fully operational, and they can even change the dates or the way that they play out. But they all basically have components that can be switched and changed in such a way that you may or may not, if you're not wise, realize that they're in control of every step of the way, including the response of the public.
Right. So we blocked one thing, the nuke going off at the Super Bowl and the small nukes, because Woodley told me in 1988 that we do have 7 or 8 nukes that...
I was told that they had at least at that time in 1995, 22 U.S. cities that we had pre-placed nukes. The people that told me were CIA and NSA agents and Special Op and Delta.
Well,
and I was told by so many different people in so many situations over literally 8 years that it's impossible to avoid the fact that these things are all ready to be used to bring America to its knees.
Right. In 1988, I said to Fred, look, Fred, I said, why would you do this to America? Don't you love America? He says, oh, yeah. He says, I love America. I said, well, why would you bring all these bad things on America? He says, I hate God. He was into Luciferianism. He believed that he worshipped the devil. He says, you made us guys live under God and the rule of Christianity for 2,000 years. He says, now, he says, we have the authority. We're going to take it back after the year 2000. He says, we're going to turn the tables on you guys. He says, it is going to become a police state. And he says, if you get caught with a Bible, he says, you're going to be reeducated if you're worthwhile being reeducated.
Right. If you're code red, you're dead, or
right?
Black. Black is dead. Red is kind of, they'll delay it before they terminate you.
And
if you're blue, you need to be reeducated. If you're green, you're okay. That's what they're going to color code everybody.
Many times I asked Fred, right to his face, I mean up close, I said, Fred, I said, is there anything I said, Fred, I'm going to get out there. I said, I don't care if I got to use short wave to do it. I said, I'm going to try to get out there and stop this. He says, oh, you can't. He says, we're attacking from too many places. This is and nobody will believe you because the media...
Right, and that's why when we cover so many areas, they say, well, they can't believe it. Well, listen to all of the shows that I've had on PBS radio. Listen to all of these shows for the last year and a half on the NutraMedical Report on GCN Live, or go to my website, NutraMedical.com. And also support us, because this is all I'm doing now is presenting and doing these shows and selling my nutraceuticals and consultations to allow me to have the time to be able to do this, because I can tell you we're looking down the barrel of the end of civilization.
Right. I asked for
this. This is real. This is really happening right now.
Is there any way? He kept saying no. I said, what if I could get all the Christians in the United States to stand up and just say, stop it. Stop this. Stop it. Well,
right.
He says, then you'd win. He says, but people don't care about it. He says,
yeah, but it's not just Christians, you see. I like to preach to everyone, and the thing is, if I have the truth, then people will get a portion of the truth, and as they get more spiritual truth, they'll say, you know, whatever you have, I want more of it, and eventually, and I don't even like to use the label Christian on it, I call it believer in the way, because the first 3 centuries of the, quote, Christian church didn't have the word Christian on it, it was just the believers in the way of Emmanuel, Messiah, God with us, that's his name. And he was the fulfillment of the Torah. He was the highest level of the spiritual enlightenment that ever visited Earth. He was the first fruits. He was the one who was to tell us, when I return, you shall be as I am, and even greater things you shall do. It means don't shirk our responsibilities. It means be spiritual grow-ups. Become, you know, a cosmic man and woman that takes responsibility, that we cannot just say, oh, well, I'm glad Deagle's doing it. I don't want to do that. I'll get killed or I'll die or whatever. Maybe he can stop it. No, if you don't stand up, no matter what, quote, faith you come from, if you don't start reaching for the truth and then grasping it.
Right. Thank you.
We're all going to die.
Thank you for putting that in perspective, Dr. Deagle. The reason I state things the way I do is because I'm trying to be as accurate as to what Fred told me back in 1980.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. They don't want anyone of good intention. For example, they don't want Falun Gong to survive. That's why they're imprisoning this Chinese professor. They don't want anybody of any religious group, even if they don't, quote, agree with some of the, quote, dogma we have. What they should realize is if I have a portion of the truth and they get more and more, they'll grasp more and more of that truth and they'll say, you know what, I think Deagle's got an awful lot of truth there.
Right.
Whatever he's got, I want more of that. And eventually they may come around, but they have to be the ones to decide, because the matrix is based on the idea that they will be forced to believe and to do what I say, whereas any kingdom, quote, under the God of the universe requires that people become enlightened. They get higher levels of consciousness. They test the spirits themselves. They examine it intellectually. And when they study to be approved and when they own the truth and they make a decision, they will die for the truth. Otherwise, they will not.
Okay. Well, like Super Bowl Steve is nobody, I do have a website if you want to go to www.
What's that website again, Steve?
SuperBowlSteve.com. You can actually email me with questions or if you have additional
information. What's your email, Steve, so the people that want to contact you or want to get you on their radio shows and so on, how do they call you and what's your email?
Go to SuperBowlSteve.com, and there's a place there to email SuperBowlSteve. I'd be glad to answer any emails.
That's the best way, yeah. And, of course, you can contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at 888-212-8871, and I do take consultations for wellness, medical, and basically any area of toxicology, legal, medical legal work. 888-212-8871, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Fridays. And then do visit NutriMedical.com, my website. I have over 40 companies. We have technologies like the BioPro to block ELF noise that can disrupt your DNA and cause cancer and other problems. We have detoxification nutraceuticals that are remarkable and amazing. We have the most powerful products to build up your immune system and help you, like the first line of defense kit. We have amazing things coming down the line. We just added a new company called Lumen Photon that is the most powerful IR pulsed therapy for stimulating healing and regeneration of tissues. We've got Stem Enhance, StemTech product to release stem cells. We've got a new liquid zeolite product called NCD, and we have other ones that are coming down the line with Dr. Don Medicine Wolf. Amazing things. Super silver, silver nanoparticles, ionic with oxygen, nothing like it in the world that basically is lethal to all infective organisms, yeast, viruses. You need to take care of yourself, and you need to not just trust the doctors or the politicians or any organization. You need to test and study yourself and take responsibility and take action. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to tonight's program, and thank you, Steve, for hanging on for a full 2 hours. I guess we were lucky that we were able to get you on before May, because after the 1st of May, we'll be down to an hour program. But important, because you had a lot to say tonight and a lot of topics to cover. And when you give me the permission, we'll post up both your books. So thank you very much, Steve. You're a hero in my books, that you stick your neck out. And we try to present in a way that's not carved in stone, but you have to understand the overall plan that's so metastable and can change, that their intention is to do evil to us and to do evil to America and our world. So stand up, people. Don't let it happen. And if it does, thrive and survive, because you're aware of what's coming. You're aware of the truth. As I say, the truth will set you free.
Thank you,
Steve, and thank you, Don, and everyone at BBS Radio. And thank you, Dr. Fred Bell. And, of course, reminding you again, we're going to have a conference the end of May in Laguna Beach, California. Do check out Dr. Fred Bell's website, Pyridine.com, and his programs. And do register, because we're going to have an incredible conference. We're going to talk about every kind of imaginable topic with solutions, not just bringing you to the brink of the abyss, but with solutions. So, and I'll be available there to do some talks or to arrange for later phone consultations or private consults to help you on many different areas. So do give me a call, 888-212-8871. Thank you, Steve, for Super Bowl Steve, for your bravery in bringing out this information. We want to inspire many others to do the same thing. Do stand up. I have people like an atomic scientist that worked on the Aurora space project in our fleets that are in space between here and the moon and Mars. We are going to be having on people like Dr. McKinney. Check out the amazing array of guests that we're going to have on the Clay and Iron with Dr. Bill Deagle's show, because we want to bring the whole truth, including the most classified, the deepest, the most, documented and important information you need to know, and you'll find it on the BBS Radio Network. And, of course, you can also find many of these topics on my radio show, The Nutramedical Report, on GCN. But as I say, I preserve the most radical and the most important topics for BBS Radio. So take care, and we'll be back tomorrow night. And we're going to have some amazing guests coming up in the next few days. So thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you.
And thanks, Don and Doug over at BBS Radio, and Dr. Fred Bell. As I say, do check out his website. And everybody, take care, take action. There are no silent heroes.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.